It's time now for StoryCorps Griot. Each Tuesday, we bring you a story from this project that's recording Black Americans across the country. And on a personal note, I just got to meet the StoryCorps Griot team during a visit to New York, so thank you for all of your hard work. This week, we hear from cousins James Ransom and Sherry Johnson. They reminisced about time they spent at their grandparents' house in Bradenton, Florida. The extended family would gather there on weekends and holidays. For the children, these visits included Sunday school at the local Methodist church. Here, James and Sherry remember their neighbor and Sunday school teacher. She taught and took care of two generations of their family.
Let's talk about Miss Divine.
Lizzie Divine.
Miss Divine was a wiry lady. She wore summer dresses. She had a bandana and a straw hat. And she was the only person I knew that had more power than my grandmother.
She wasn't a mean person. She was stern.
Stern, yes, very
stern.
You
know, when she said something, she meant exactly what she said.
Right.
In fact, she was our Sunday school teacher. The only thing that would keep you from going to Sunday school, you had to have one foot on banana peel and the other in the grave.
Absolutely.
That's the only
thing. No excuse.
You had to go.
Had to go.
One of the things that you prayed for when you were in Mrs. Divine's class was, Lord, please let me get old enough to get out of this class. She did the catechism. Who made you? God. Where is God? Everywhere. She went through and said, oh, Lord, have mercy, please.
This Miss Divine would come in on Sunday mornings to take us to Sunday school. And when I saw her come, Sherry, I thought the leaves would be blowing out the trees and the sky would go black and the clouds would come in. And she'd come in the house one morning and say, good morning, children. And everybody, my mother on down, said, good morning, Miss Divine. And she says, it's time to go to Sunday school this morning, children. I said, Miss Divine, I can't go to Sunday school today. She said, no. I said, no, ma'am. She says, why not? She says, because I said, my mother didn't bring enough clothes for me to go to Sunday school this morning. She said, oh, no. I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, what do you have? What kind of clothes do you have? I said, all I have, Miss Divine, are my pajamas and my tennis shoes. She said, well, that's okay, honey. Put your tennis shoes on. We go to Sunday school. I looked at my mother, and she looked away, Sherry. Miss Divine made me walk 2 blocks. In my pajamas and my tennis shoes, I had to sit in church with my friends doing Sunday school in my pajamas and my tennis shoes. I would tell you, Sherry, I'll never lie again.
Ms. Divine was always there to take care of us.
Right.
But when Ms. Divine braided your hair, your eyes went up like this. You had to sleep on soft pillows because, I mean, boy, she had it tight. And Ms. Divine had mango trees all over her yard. But Ms. Divine never brought you a mango until it was rotten. It would smell like liquor. That's when she brought you a mango.
But you know what? That's the kind of stuff that we got growing up. And I'll never forget that.
Cousins James Ransom and Sherry Johnson from a StoryCorps booth in Sarasota, Florida. Right now, the StoryCorps Griot booth is in Detroit. Its next stop is Chicago. All the Griot recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington. To find out how to record your interview and hear more from StoryCorps Griot, go to npr.org/newsandnotes.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting,